The U.S. diplomatic mission in Iraq has replaced Blackwater with a new security firm, a company with its own troubling history known as Triple Canopy. According to the investigative website ProPublica, Triple Canopy has been under criminal investigation since 2007 for allegedly using stolen cars and captured Iraqi weapons to boost its profits on government contracts. The key question for investigators is how the security firm, formed in 2003, obtained weapons for its early security contracts in Iraq. Triple Canopy was not granted its first weapons import license until June 2004. Initially, the company, founded by two former Special Forces soldiers, bought weapons off the Iraqi street. A mid-level manager told investigators he feared the proceeds of these sales were funding the insurgency. Stuart Brown, a special investigator general for Iraqi reconstruction, says it is difficult to know if Triple Canopy did anything technically illegal, but their actions were symptomatic of the chaos that prevailed at the time. The news magazine In These Times reports that natural gas companies have rediscovered the old oil wells of western Pennsylvania, the birthplace of the American energy industry. Drillers are now extracting natural gas that is more than 6,000 feet below the surface, buried underneath a layer of rock known as the Marcellus Shale. The rock formation extends from Ohio to West Virginia and up to the Catskill Mountains in New York. The process drillers use to extract methane gas is called hydraulic fracturing, or fracking. A driller will pump up to 9 million gallons of water mixed with sand and chemicals at very high pressure to fracture the shale and release the natural gas. Energy industry analysts say over $1 trillion worth of recoverable natural gas rests under the Marcellus Shale. Critics point to all the chemicals used in fracking and wonder how they will be stored. The secret chemical mixture is often left in lined open pits. In northern Louisiana, 17 cows died in April after frack water leaked into a pasture. In Congress, a number of Democrats are pushing a bill that would force drilling companies to reveal the chemical mixture used in fracking. Halliburton developed fracking in Texas in the 1940s and never revealed the chemical compound. Halliburton won protections in 2005 from the Bush administration as oil and gas companies were exempted from following sections of the Safe Drinking Water Act. The financial crisis has been hard on domestic workers in Manhattan like Dolores Wright, an immigrant from Jamaica. Domestic workers have to fight to save their low-paying jobs and resist abuse by wealthy employers. At the same time, domestic workers in New York State are on the verge of an historic victory in passing a domestic workers' bill of rights that has won the backing of Governor David Patterson. The bill would give legal protections to 200,000 nannies, housekeepers, and elder caregivers in the Empire State. The legislation was set for passage last June, but fell victim to the epic power struggle that shut down the state Senate for weeks. Organizing of domestic workers dates back to the 1880s when the Atlanta-based Washing Society supported a housekeeper's strike for higher wages. In recent years, organizing has been driven by globalization as people left poor countries for the developed world seeking jobs. According to The Nation magazine, the Empire State organizing drive started in 2003 after New York City passed a law mandating that employment agencies urge homeowners to honor minimum wage, overtime, and Social Security laws. Labor rights activists are hoping that a new domestic workers' bill of rights law in New York State will trigger a wave of organizing around the country, especially in California, where organizers plan to push for a bill of rights in 2010. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Richard Hill.